This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We want to talk a little bit about Wild Card Weekend. Open lines 248-539-9797. Thrillers, incredible football, big time storylines. And John, it shapes up that this next round of the playoffs will feature Ben Johnson and the Chicago Bears against Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams. Are the Detroit Rams back?
No. No, I don't think anybody is sitting there going, we're going to root for Stafford because he was here and he was such a nice guy. That old entire ship has sailed again. It's no longer an issue. So the question is, would you rather be rooting for the Rams or the Bears?
I'd rather root against the division. I would rather root for the Rams.
But, okay, just stick with me here.
Yeah, I'll work with you.
The Lions were only, two wins away from winning the division.
Yeah.
So if somebody in your division, it's like the Big Ten. If somebody in the Big Ten wins the national title, then yeah, woohoo, best conference. If not that the Bears are going to go on to win the Super Bowl, but if you want to say, well, we lost out on the toughest division, or we lost to the eventual, NFC title contenders or NFC champs, it doesn't do you any good.
But you don't root for your rival. The Bears are a rival. I don't have the personal venom towards Ben Johnson that I know some of our listeners have.
I don't either. And that's why it's.
But you have personal venom towards Stafford?
No, Sean McVay. I can't stand him. I can't stand him. And I just don't want another. I don't want an LA team. They don't even care about football out there. They don't care about it at all. At least the city of Chicago cares about their team, even though they're going to lose it to the state of Indiana. They care about their team. Like Midwest, we care about football. And,
hey, those
and
are the Gary Bears to you.
I still do have a connection. And I know, Blake Corum plays for the Rams and Colston Loveland plays for, I always go back to the whole Michigan connection. And so I'd just like to see Colston Loveland get a nice run in the postseason. That's what it boils down for me.
Well, they had their win. There's their nice run.
Yeah.
Look, I don't believe, the whole Detroit Rams movement was pathetic. It's one thing if you were like, hey, I want Stafford to do well when he leaves. Not his fault. He was saddled with baggage, the losing organization that is the Detroit Lions. But Detroit Rams became this weird, Detroit gets credit if Stafford wins.
Yeah,
we don't get credit for failing him. It doesn't count towards a Detroit
or him failing us. Yeah,
I think we know what it was more of.
It takes two. But yes, I mean, they didn't give them they didn't have the support, whether it was a defense at the time or a rushing game at the time. They did give them one of the best receivers in the history of football.
Of course, but it was more of an indictment on what the Lions didn't do with a future Hall of Fame quarterback. It shouldn't have been some rallying cry for Detroit sports fans. It should have been a cry for help.
Yeah.
Because this guy's going and doing this thing. So anyway, how you feel about this matchup? We're going to have all week. I know you're going to be watching it, even if you're nauseated. Ben Johnson against Matthew Stafford. Who are you going to root for? And maybe it's Bane to have the field explode or, open up. 248-539-9797. The first text says, Detroit Rams were a one-time thing for most Lions fans. It was buried when we had the wild card against the Rams. I don't want the Bears to win, but I don't care if the Rams win.
I mean, maybe that's
just indifference.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was like, you know, who were you rooting for between the Packers and the Bears? You know, it was, you knew eventually if they went into overtime, it was just going to keep going until somebody won. You know, I don't know. I was kind of maybe hoping that they would just go in perpetuity and you know, the curfew would hit. They'd have to stop the game and then restart it the next day. I don't know. It was just, I was hoping for chaos no matter what it was.
I'm glad you guys brought up the Detroit Rams. The way Stafford and Ben left couldn't have been more different. Stafford did it with class, and we all agreed it was time to move on. Ben Johnson went to a division rival, took several gratuitous parting shots at our guys on his way out the door. I hope Stafford embarrasses them.
I don't have an issue with how Ben Johnson left. Do I think he is a D-bag? Yeah, but I kind of felt that here. Now, but he was ours, and we didn't get a chance to hear from him as much as you hear from a head coach, but I don't think he's different or acting different because he's now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. I think he was that guy here in Detroit, but at the time we accepted all of it because he was ours. And how he left, there was a job opening. He's going to make a lot more money.
Yeah.
And he interviewed it for, I know everybody says, oh, he wasn't prepared for the Washington game. There was a lot of people that weren't prepared for the Washington game, but he went through the same process as every other single coach that is playing in the postseason or that had the week one bye because they were the one seed and then took a job.
I don't hate, like I said, I don't have the venom or the hate for Ben Johnson that a lot of people do. To me, it's just as simple as this. F the Bears. It's as simple as they're the division rival. That is where my ire would be. I would rather them lose. This text says, as a self-proclaimed Stafford slappy, the Detroit Rams are absolutely back. I loved watching him this weekend. Vintage Stafford would 100% rather have the Lions alive, but I did get that good old Detroit Rams feeling this weekend. It was fun. Love the Bears matchup.
I didn't get that feeling at all.
John, this text says, there's a flaw in your logic. I root for the Big Ten unless it's Ohio State. So go Stafford and company, Leo, in the truck.
Yeah, I was kind of forced with that conundrum last year when Ohio State was playing for the national title. And it was easier last year because Michigan had beaten them. Still don't know how, but they did. They ended up with more points than they did.
I might hate the Bears and dislike Ben Johnson, but there's one thing you can tell. He learned from Dan taking things personal, and he took it out on the Packers going into that game.
I didn't have any issue with the post-game handshake. I know everybody tried to make a big deal about that. I didn't have an issue with that. And I don't have an issue with, you know, the old, you know, F the Packers in the locker room. Like, that's
a locker room.
It's a locker room, yeah. And, I mean, if
it's fiery, if it's competitive,
If there were cameras in there when I was playing, like it would have been a whole lot of the same. It's just, this is, you know, in the last, 4 years, really, that this whole post-game locker room speech where the cameras are allowed in there immediately for the head coach's, you know, pep talk. Like I don't have any issue with that either. I'd prefer that he kept his shirt on at all times.
Okay, but this text speaks to it. He says, are we okay to chant F Ben Johnson now? Because honestly, F Ben Johnson, it's classless, but man, F Ben Johnson.
It's not how I would operate, but you do you.
Guys, I didn't have some huge issue with him using it as we say F the Packers.
Yeah.
Our fans say that. You don't think the competitors who got the juices flowing after a big game?
Yeah, the opponent's head coach.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't have any issue with that.
Four words on the ticket text. Okay, we said, who are you rooting for? Ben Johnson and the Bears or Matthew Stafford and the Rams, a conflicted Detroit. Who are you rooting for? Four words. Rooting for the Meteor. Great responses coming in. Rooting for the Bears. Once the Lions are out, I want to see the division win. Go Lions. I'm always rooting for Kelly Stafford's pain. Go Bears. Herander kids?
Yeah, only you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Rooting against the Bears, Ben Johnson has a punchable face. John, Ben Johnson is far more unlikable to me than Sean McVay. I hated his F the Packers gimmick in the post-game speech, and the handshake was ridiculous. Go Rams.
I didn't have any issue with the handshake.
John is wrong. Still rooting for Stafford. He would have done more here with protection.
A
run game,
sure.
And a defense. Yeah. Guys, I hated the Detroit Rams thing, but I'll always be a Stafford fan. The guy gave his all for this franchise and left on good terms. I'm rooting for Chicago because they have Bregman. That may or may not make an appearance in the overreactions. Stafford all day. Da Bears need to go down. I want the Bears to win because we lost to them twice and it could have been us.
Wait, we lost to the Bears twice? No, we beat the Bears.
I want them
twice.
We beat them twice. That's what it says.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's
on me, not the texture. Because
fire
the Lions
up chips.
Because they beat the Bears twice, it could be us.
I mean, yeah, we don't need to rehash why the Lions are out of it. They're out of it. I just don't have this is, and I understand for the vast majority of Detroit sports fans or Lions fans, it may be the case that you just can't stand it that the Bears would win a postseason game. They've already won one. You don't want them to see them win two. I just don't like the Rams. My disdain for them is greater than the disdain for the Bears.
There's a world where Ben Johnson's Bears host an NFC championship game. I would prefer that doesn't happen. If Stafford goes on to win a Super Bowl, I already know it. He's an elite quarterback. He's already proven
it. He's already won one.
Yeah. I would rather that outcome than Ben Johnson hosting an NFC title or winning an NFC title or going to a Super Bowl and doing all the things we thought he would do when he was here. Again, I don't hold it against him, but I don't like it.
Up by 16 in the second half and wither that one away.
Let's get to the phones. Steve in Southfield, you got some thoughts on a wild card weekend.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm pulling for the Rams, not because of no Detroit Rams crap, but I think that Rams are a better team, so I think they'll win. And as far as the Bears, I hope the Lions beat them 52-0 for the next 50 years. So I care less about Ben Johnson. I just hate the Bears. But my comment was, you know, this weekend when I watched the Bills and the Jaguars play, they carried Josh Allen, the last first down that Buffalo got in the touchdown. They picked him up and carried him. You know, I know people were complaining about forward progress and they blow the whistle. Mm-hmm. But when you got a player like Barry Sanders, you never know when he's going to be actually stopped unless he's laying on the ground. But that's ridiculous. I mean, it's like Three Stooges football. You pick the guy up and you carry him 10 yards. He couldn't even see his feet moving. You know, so I think that the league needs to change that rule as far as this tush-push thing. I think they need to outlaw that altogether. And it's not the way you're supposed to play football. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Steve. I did think it was funny that it was the David Montgomery where you saw David Montgomery's feet not touch the ground. He's actually laughing, and they carry him for another 3 to 5 yards.
Crowd surfing, yeah.
This was the Josh Allen version of it where he ends up not actually getting into the end zone because they said he was down on the one.
Which actually was a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because you want to burn timeouts and clock. You don't want to score too much time.
Yeah.
And by the way, it wasn't like four guys were carrying Josh Allen. It looked like mostly one guy. Osiris Torrance,
yeah,
their 350-pound guard, just kept him moving. Unbelievable. See, that's as an offensive lineman, you got to love that stuff.
Oh, I do. I'm conflicted on that because if it's in the midfield, like the David Montgomery one was, where, hey, all of a sudden, you know, offensive linemen start to get involved and they push the running back forward, they pick up the first down, or it's, you know, it they gain four or five extra yards. It's an energy builder. It's a momentum builder. And I like that. But I also don't like it. I don't mind the tush push, but I don't like the assisting a runner situation. So I'm okay if it stays in, but I wouldn't be heartbroken if they said you can't assist a runner.
Okay.
248-539-9797.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We got some response coming in on Wild Card Weekend. Says you guys were glazing Howie Roseman all season and his team only made it a bit further than the Lions. The guy's got a couple Super Bowls. Not every move's going to pan out, but he clearly takes swings and tries to make them a better team. And they just were not, John, at any point this season, the team they were a year ago. No matter what he did, they weren't going to reformat this.
There were some other things going on. Did you see Sirianni run down the sidelines to start chewing on A.J. Brown? And
what do you think he said?
And then A.J. Brown, you know, drops an important first down, you know, with what, 3 minutes left in the game? I don't know what to make of it. It just seems like there's something going on in that locker room that we can see, but nobody's saying anything about.
Yeah, what do you think Sirianni said to him? I know after the game he said that's kind of our relationship. We can be intense. We went through every emotion together. Brady was defending it on the broadcast going, that's just competitors. Coach is challenging his player.
I get that, but to run 25 yards down the field,
sprint up to him.
And you know, and get in his face like that, it'd be one thing if you're, hey, you know, you walk up to him, he's sitting at the bench and you show him the iPad and you're like, hey, you know, what the hell are you doing on this? Like, this is not what we coach, not what we do, it's not the effort we need, whatever it is.
And then tempers naturally flare up and that happens.
But to like, charge at
him,
it just seemed odd.
What do you think he was saying? Your ass wanted to get traded and you can't catch the effing ball?
I don't know. Sit down, read your book. I don't know.
Catch the ball. You're demanding the ball, catch it when we throw it to you.
But they had only thrown it to him like twice in the game.
Yeah. Well, they had a couple deep shots to him, and one was like just tip of his fingers that he didn't bring in, and then the obvious drop in the fourth quarter on a third down. Now, Hurts converts the very next play, but yeah, man, like that's your stud receiver.
Yeah, that's your number one. That's the guy you traded for. That's a move that we saw, you know, hey, you know, Howie Roseman going out there and making the team better. Those are the type of moves where, you know, if you want to use the term glazing Howie Roseman, like that was one of them that we used to talk about how, you know, the moves he was making, how we thought that it was him going after a Super Bowl.
Let's get to Duke. You're next up. Good morning, Duke. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing? I was just telling the screener, I'm so conflicted. This was a nightmare for me this weekend. Because I love Stafford. I love Ben when he was here, but I didn't like how he left. And he took all our principles, and now he's winning with them. He can't beat us, but he's winning with them. So I can't see them win a championship. So that's hard to watch. And then Stafford winning two before we win one, then the whole talk is going to be the Rams won the trade.
Well, they already did win the trade. You know,
I don't think they did yet. I think it's, you know what I mean? Because I think, okay, one, if we win a championship next year without them winning, I mean, without them winning two, then it was kind of even. Don't you agree, maybe?
I mean, I suppose there's a world where we can even things, but currently they won the trade.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any way to look at it other than, I mean, you can't just sit there and say, well, the Lions are doing things that they've never done in franchise history, but they haven't won a Super Bowl.
Right.
The Rams won a Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl, so they won the trade. It can work out for both.
It can, yeah. And I think it has worked out for both, but they're the big winners of the trade because they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And whether they win 2, 3, 4, 10, they won the trade. We could, I suppose, to his point, win a Super Bowl with Goff and the guys that we got back and say, it's a tie, but we're not winning the trade. They made an all-in move to win a Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. Like, mission accomplished.
Right, yeah. I don't know if the Rams just have an issue about playing in Carolina. That was a very non-Rams performance, yeah. Just like the last time they were there. And we always thought, well, it was the rain, it was the all of those things. But I didn't see a Super Bowl winning team. I saw a wide open playoff field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.